Did injuries take away from that?
He tore his ACL.
Like, was he on the verge? And then
maybe.
Because it's not like he just tore the ACL. And was like, all right, Jamal Murray.
When did he tear the ACL? After the bubble?
After the bubble. And the bubble was when he lost his mind.
He's been kind of like off and on injured since.
So here's the timeline. They had the series against Portland that they lost in seven, where CJ went crazy in that game seven in Denver. His point totals in that one, and I'm sorry I don't have the average for the series in front of me. But 23, 15, 34, 34, 18, 24, 17. Decent. Like, it's good. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to the bubble, 36, 14, 12, but then 50, 42, 50, 17, in the game seven win against the Clippers. He has a great series. I'm not going to just keep doing this. He played well against the Lakers. Then, if the timeline is right, no, he played the, when was this? It's 22. Cause I'm trying to figure out when he tore his ACL. He tore his ACL when it was outside of the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And cause it was at Golden State with no fans.
Mm-hmm.
So 21, he tears his ACL, and I guess he comes back, in 23, and he has a great series against Minnesota.
23, really? So he missed all of the 2022 season? God, I could barely remember that.
Yeah, or did it, because he didn't.
Well, I guess maybe he came back in the year.
Yeah.
Like maybe February, March, something like that.
That series, that playoff series, right, was now the first rounder the Nuggets had against the Warriors. And he didn't play.
Okay. Yeah, he did not play at all in the 21-22 season.
Yeah. So he comes back in 23.
Played 48 games the year he got hurt. 65 games the year he came back.
And he comes back in 23 and they won NBA Finals. And he goes crazy. And then last year was last year. And now here we are this year, where he's been dealing with issues again this year. So maybe, to Jesse's point, the injuries have halted him a little bit. Like, the reason why it feels like he's knocking on the doorstep is because he's up at the door and then something happens.
What series were you asking about how many he averaged that game? The Lakers?
Lakers series.
32
Western
and a
Conference
half.
Finals.
32 and a half?
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, 27, 0.2 in the first round, 24.8 in the second, 32 and a half in that series versus the Lakers, the 4-0 sweep. And then 21.4 against Miami.
With all respect, and I think they're on the same tier. So, once again, not arguing. Tyrese ain't never done this consistently. Like, he hasn't done this. He hasn't.
Well, Jamal's 28 years old. Like, Ty's just starting this.
The first playoff series, he was going crazy. The first two times he was in the playoffs, he lost his mind. Jamal Murray did.
In the Utah series, he averaged 31.6 points per game. I think that's what you're thinking about. That was his second year in the playoffs. He played well. He played well against
the Clippers?
San Antonio and Portland.
Yeah.
His first playoff run. He played well. I wouldn't say he lost his mind. He lost his mind against Utah. That's where he averaged 31.6 points per game. He was good against the Clippers. He was good against I'm not suggesting he's bad, but they're different players. I don't know. I feel like I would trust Tyrese more than Jamal Murray right now.
Mm.
Look up Tyrese. I know Tyrese's numbers are always different, though.
They're hit or miss, because remember in the losses he was nowhere to be found in the Knicks series last year. Like, he had been awful in the losses.
Where's Ty? Playoffs. Yeah, Ty versus the Knicks. Well, I can't break it down to wins and losses, but he averaged 21 points per game in that, 7 assists in that series against the Knicks. Wrapping up this series against Milwaukee, he averaged 17 and 11. His first playoff series was against Milwaukee, 16 points, 9 assists. The Knicks series, 21.7 assists. The Boston series, 17.5 points, 9 assists. And then 17 and some change and 11.6 is his numbers against Milwaukee this year. Those are Ty's four playoff series right there.
I think they're on the same tier, which is a good tier.
It's a good tier.
Those guys can really play.
It's a good tier. I don't know why. I just was festering watching Jamal Murray last night.
You really don't like him, huh?
It's not that.
You almost seem like you were getting agitated or something when you were talking about him at first.
It's not that.
Damn it, Jamal Murray went for 30 yesterday.
Well, my boy was playing well, too. Everybody had their Russell Westbrook jokes. My boy was playing well yesterday.
He did play well.
He had like 16 in the first half, wound up finishing with 21. But that game was a blowout. Like, I don't feel like that the game was ever close.
The Clippers,
Denver,
they may have messed up their chance to win this series.
Yeah, because Harden's feelings are hurt now, so he's curling up in his little shell.
Oh, so now it's Harden, huh?
Well, I'm just saying, man shot the ball 9 times yesterday.
How was his feelings hurt?
Well, clearly he's pouting. This is what he does. This is what James does.
James Harden decided to pout yesterday.
Yep. Yep. That's how I'm telling the story. He saw Zubac going crazy and was like, man, this is trash, bro.
Our Lord and Savior, Kawhi Leonard, hasn't had the best.
I thought our Lord
games.
And Savior was Mason Plumlee.
Okay, well, Jesus. Kawhi Leonard has not had the best last. Ever since he went crazy, he hasn't gone crazy again.
Yeah, he had 21.
He's played okay. Like, yeah, he's played good.
He had 21 and a win. He had 21 and 11 and a win. 24 in the two-point loss. And, these numbers don't mean anything because they lost by 16, but he had 29 and 11 last night.
They needed a 30-point performance last night. And they needed
James to get his head out of his ass.
They needed James to play better as well. But, yeah, these guys, I'm worried for them. They might have lost their opportunity.
Were we wrong about either team?
James had...
About Denver?
Denver or the Clippers? Some were like...
I'm just asking. One second, because I think you're going to appreciate this.
Okay.
You talking about, were we wrong about either team? Remember when somebody came in here talking about apologize and say you're sorry? You remember that? James Harden had 32 points.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, actually.
In that game.
Uh-huh.
I think they lost that game. Since then, 18, they won. 20, they won. 15, they lost.
Oh, 11, brother, yeah.
They lost.
Does anybody want to apologize to us for asking us to apologize to them?
What? No, not at all. He's got to step his game up. And this is always going to be what his defining issue is. What does he do in the postseason?
Yeah.
That's what always going to be. I just think he's a great basketball player. But the story that's written on James Harden is always going to be, all right, well, what you going to do in the playoffs?
Is Doc Rivers a great basketball coach?
Yes.
He is, for real?
Yeah. He's got a ring, and he's gone to the – But he's in the playoffs
he's
every
He's got
year.
The ring, Jesse.
And bump two.
He's got the greatest ring of the modern era of basketball.
Hey, pal, you said it, not
it's
me.
It's the one ring that no one will stop talking about.
That's not true. Hey, you guys talk about it more than they do at this point.
You hear the defensiveness in his voice?
Not defense. Yeah, you know, yeah, it is defense, actually. I'm tired of it. D'Lo always, yeah, this ring, that ring. Yeah, because you bring it up all the time.
And bump two. I think, but here
what somebody give me some oranges.
Hey, look, we can talk. We can have a conversation.
No, let me tell you what he said yesterday. And I would have absolutely let this happen. He said, I said, what a great story it would be if Doc came back from a 3-1 deficit. In case he said, if he does that, I'm going to do all of Monday's show as Doc Rivers. And I immediately said, yes, that's exactly what we're going to do. Well, 10 minutes later, the Pacers had won the series, and Giannis was fighting all of Indiana. But
I guess it's something that we'll never experience. We'll never have to deal with because I'm not coming back from 3-1. Matter of fact, I'm not winning when I'm up 3-1. It's one of those things where I'm not going to win, period. And now we can put to rest. I know Bet Online.
Darvin Hampson and makes me with his goddamn hands in his pockets.
No, hey, Doc was getting loose yesterday during the KSM show.
Doc was throwing oranges at the studio wall.
Doc
yesterday.
Was talking that talk, man. He was letting everybody have it. But notice what I said, though. You asked, is Doc a great coach?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good coach.
Hmm.
He's a good coach. He's not a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
James Harden is a great player, mm-hmm. but Doc Rivers is just a good coach.
James Harden, and maybe this is a contradiction. James
are
Harden
they both Hall of Famers? Well, James is.
Oh, they, yeah, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So. James is a great player. He is a great player. He is a average postseason performer.
Hmm.
He's got way more failures in the postseason than successes.
Fascinating about that. Let me look this up to make sure I'm not talking sideways. We just did this with Jamal a second ago and Tyrese. There's going to be a lot more James Harden series.
James probably actually, like, his numbers in the postseason are probably pretty good.
That's the thing.
But
and
the
I
moments.
I wonder. Whew.
The moments. Bad moments are bad.
He has some insane numbers in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He has a 34.8 points per game series.
Goodness gracious.
Against the Golden State Warriors. Now, this is the thing, though. We live this.
Mm-hmm. We were there.
When Reese and my unborn son do a show together in 20 years.
Gunner.
Nope. No, I don't know why that. No.
I like it.
Why?
This is the cool name.
Gunner. No, we're not. No. When they do a show and they pull up Basketball Reference, they're going to look at these James Harden numbers and think that he was crazy in the postseason because they didn't live it. The one that will stand out, the one that was that I mean, it is glaring. It jumps off the page. Is the Bucks series with Brooklyn.
Mm.
And to me, that's his shining moment. It was a 7-game series. His hamstring was in two pieces, and he played. Well, I wonder what his minutes came out to per game. Minutes per game came out. Is it 40? Where is it? I just lost it. My bad. There it is. It wound up being 34.8. But still,
in the playoffs or in that series?
In that series, in that single series. But he put. But again, we lived it. He played 48 minutes in that series. They won, I think, Game 6 because James was out there and
Game five,
and everyone was like, "Nah, man, if James wasn't out there, like, I don't know what we would have done. Like, just him being out there was a big deal. Like his teammates gassed that up and made it a big deal. So I saluted him for that.
Yeah.
But that's the series he scores 10 points per game, and if you don't know what happened that series. You don't know, in my mind, how good he truly was.
All right, man. These numbers. Because I got some.
The numbers are crazy.
The numbers are crazy.
The numbers are crazy.
Especially if you look in his prime, like prime James Harden.
Crazy. They are absolutely nuts.
I'll read them off when we get back.
But it doesn't tell the story. You can't read all those off.
Just the points per game.
You going to read all those numbers off?
Yeah, it's like 7.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it kind of fades.
I'm just thinking prime James Harden.
It's a decline. We'll come back. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Remember, coming up right around the top of the 3 o'clock hour, we'll have that keyword you need to enter over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win KC's Pocket Change, a $500 E-Visa gift card that he just found in his seat. He's just going to give it away to one of you. Again, that keyword coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Let's talk to TC though. 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
TC, what's good, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? You know what I mean? Just, you know, trying to vibe and, you know, come up with a situation. Ran into a pickle this morning, bro. You know, but I text y'all about that.
Well, no, you can't bring it up on the air, man. What's the pickle?
Nah, it ain't even really a pickle. You know, your boy had to get at your boy.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Some BS, bro.
Hey, yeah, no. Hey, no. Yeah, no.
I'm tired of it, bro.
Yeah, TC. Yeah, TC.
Okay. Yeah, but look, check it out. check it out. Not Casey, for real. Hey, look, D-Lo, seriously.
Y'all are talking like in code. I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Kenny will tell you.
Yeah, hey, I'll let him know.
Four names, bro, and we ain't even got to get rid of Domas unless he absolutely want to leave and we can find a spot. Bobby Crazy Eye, Bobby Portis, Nas Reed, Bam, or what was the other? Oh, Triple J. What y'all think about those?
No, okay.
I think we can.
Wait, you want to trade Domas for Jaren Jackson Jr.?
No. I said we don't even got to. We don't have to get rid of Domas, right?
Okay.
If you don't want to leave, we don't have to get rid of him. I just said, if we can't add two of those, bro, add one of them, because either one of those guys can play the stretch four. You get me? And then we can move Keegan back to the three, Keon at the two. The defense would be crazy, bro, with either one of those dudes playing the five.
Is this what you was arguing with Carmichael Dave about this morning? Is that what was going on?
For like five minutes.
I'll
take
you.
But no, TC was talking that talk. I understand what TC was saying. I do understand what he was saying.
So fill the rest of us in.
So
apparently I'm the only one who doesn't wake up and listen to Dave. Sorry, Dave. I'll do better. Man.
I thought you guys were talking about Butcher Boy or something at first.
No. So
get Kenny an I'm from Carmichael t-shirt. Man.
Yeah, you seem pretty tapped in when he brought it up.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just heard my boy TC. I was like, oh, okay. So I was paying attention when I heard TC. CD, he's in the let's just tank and be as bad as possible camp.
Still, really?
Yeah. He's like, we've never done it.
Get let's Dave just- on the show.
I'm on it.
He's just like, we've never done it. Let's just tank and be as bad as possible. And that's the best way to go about things. And TC was like, nah, bro, you tripping. You keep having this propaganda. He didn't say propaganda, but you keep saying
it. It sounds like TC would use, though.
Ain't nobody trying to go through this, man. Ain't nobody trying to go through this. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And then they just went back and forth for
I'm surprised
minutes.
Dave's still on that. I mean, I get it if you were there like last year. Mm. You really want to throw away a whole year, two, three?
Three.
Man.
Here's the thing about the tank crowd, which I understand the logic.
I understand the idea the other way is not working, too. Like, right. I understand that.
I understand all of that. Here's the issue that I have with how people talk about that. They talk about it as it's a certainty that will work.
Sure.
And it is just as much of a crapshoot
right.
as like trying to build while still being competitive.
Right.
You talk about tank. You don't know how long you're going to be dealing with that. You have no idea.
Look at Utah. You think Utah is anywhere near turning this thing around? Yeah. It does not look like it.
Utah has been bad for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If they get Cooper or they get Ace Bailey or they get Dylan Harper Jr., this year, I'm conceding you get the guy you've been looking for 3 years. You get him in this draft. We're probably still talking another 3 years before you make the playoffs.
Mm.
Look at Portland, for instance. They got Scoot Henderson. They were bad for 2 years, got Scoot Henderson, Shaedon Sharpe. They still ain't made the playoffs yet. Yeah. They might make it next year, but look what the West is doing. Like, maybe they'll make it next year. So that's just my whole thing, is they're like, oh, yeah, just tank and you'll be good in 3 years. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Philly tanked and they ended up back to where they already were.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get those picks.
Right.
You could take Jahlil Okafor, you could take Embiid.
They did all that and got back to the exact place they were before they started that process.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same place.
And you can, you know, I understand having the assets. That would help out as well. You look at a team like Houston, they've done it 3-4 years, and look where they're at. They're back in the playoffs. And all
but
this
again,
stuff.
There's a caveat to that, though.
Go ahead, yeah.
It's you have a massive piece to move
mm-hmm.
that is not in you have a massive piece to move that is still coveted around the league.
Mm-hmm.
Domas is a big contract. I do, and me and James don't agree on this, and that's perfectly fine. I do not believe Domas is coveted throughout the league. Certainly not the level that James Harden was when he left Houston.
No.
You also, you know, you did swaps with Russell Westbrook. Like, you did a lot there to accumulate, you know, draft picks. Houston, Oklahoma City, they're all of the same. The same story with them. You had highly valued assets to help you stockpile picks and all of these different things. And that's most teams don't have that. It's why it's one of the reasons Milwaukee's next step is so fascinating, because they got one and it's not too late to do something with it. Now you're committing to you're committing to two things. We got some lean years ahead, and this is the most important. We absolutely, unapologetically trust our front office. If you're comfortable with those two things, go ahead. And that's what the Bucks were talking about for the last 2 months. That's what they're going to talk about right now. That's what they're meeting about today. They're going over the pros and cons of trying to make this thing work with Giannis Antetokounmpo. We can't trade Dame now. We certainly can't do it this year. Or, do we do the unthinkable? Do we try to take advantage of Giannis's value around the league the way Houston did with James, the way Oklahoma City did in their situation with the Clippers and Paul George? Can we do that? The way the Oklahoma City did with Russell Westbrook, can we do that? And you got to trust your front office.
You got to trust the front office, and everybody's got to be on the same page. And, you know, DYL brings up a good point. And I'm not saying, like, just because you tank, this is how it's going to be. But in the chat, he says, look at Charlotte. They haven't had a 40-plus win season in 10 years. They've had one, two for sure. I don't know if I'm missing any, but two top three picks in that time span with LaMelo and
Brandon Miller.
And they might have had some more. I don't know. I'm not. I can't think about it right now. But you could be Charlotte, and just they did a tank, and now they're looking at it like we're asking a question with them. Should they just tank again, just like reset, trade LaMelo, trade Brandon Miller, or whatever, and just tank from the tank? You know. So that's my only thing. I understand the premise of all of it. Like, I get it. Just, I hate when people talk about it as it's an absolute.
No, I hear you.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what's going to work.
It's a strategy.
This is how it works.
It's a strategy. Mm-hmm. And it might fail. I'm not up for that.
No, I'm not interested in that anymore.
I'm not up for that.
And then, you could do all of that, and, like, you could do all this tanking, and it's cool. Like, I get it. Once again, I understand it. And be right back where you don't want to be right now with the Kings. And that's just a first-round team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could do all this tanking be Orlando.
Right. And that's what Philadelphia did. Mm-hmm. They did years and years of process to only wind up getting eliminated in the same spot they got before they started the process. Mm-hmm. I see Leezy over here now on 6909-1320. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, D-Lo, KC, what's popping, guys?
Hey, Leezy, what's up, man? What a coincidence he calls on today when his team is playing.
Who's my team?
Yeah.
Once again, I mean, are you seeing what we're seeing now, Dave? Yeah. We've been saying it. Are you seeing it?
Hey, he's a Jimmy guy, though. I'm going to stall him out. He's a Jimmy Butler guy.
Brother.
Thank
he's
you.
A Jimmy Butler
appreciate
guy.
You, D-Lo.
I got you.
Appreciate
you. Now, hold on now. Oh. Hold on now. Let's chill with the beanies and the t-shirts and the
and the
blue and yellow hearts.
Yeah, but, man, like, come on,
I get it. I get it. That's your mind.
D-Lo, in the words of Mr. Halliburton, I can guarantee you that's over. I took back the beanie.
All right.
Got my money back.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, appreciate you. I just wanted to call in. You know, at first I was going to ask a Halliburton question, but you guys got to talking about tanking and players and things like that. With tanking, the first thing is you got to have the right GM to make the picks.
Right.
It depends if you got Sam Hinkie or Sam Presti. It's a big difference. We've seen here in Sacramento, even if you're not taking, you got to get your picks right. We missed out on Dalton Connect, Jalen Wells, Shingun, you name it. We missed a lot of guys. But the reason I called was I wanted to ask, what do you guys think about Stephon Castle getting Rookie of the Year? And what do you think the impact he could have had on the Kings if Monty was able to get him, even though we know San Antonio didn't want to give him up? Mm-hmm. Which doesn't make sense because you got Fox and Castle. That's two point guards. But anyways, what did you guys think about Castle getting Rookie of the Year?
Shout out to him. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him for getting Rookie of the Year.
Two Spurs in a row.
Yeah, I think he would have been a great pickup for the Kings. If they
no one would have said we need a point guard.
Right.
No one would have said that.
He would have been a great pickup, but
do you think he would have won Rookie of the Year if he spent the last few months in Sacramento?
Yeah, because I don't think the class was that strong. Like, Rookie of the Year worthy.
Yeah.
It wasn't that strong. Like, they had a lot of good rookies, but two of the top guys were Jared McCain before he got hurt.
That's right.
And then Jalen Wells got hurt later. Richeche and Sarr, they came on a little later, you know, in the year. They started to play better. Well, so I think he still could have got it because he was probably the most impressive rookie all year long.
Okay.
But so there was the video floating around, I guess. I don't know if it was yesterday or before, and I've heard James say it before. He said there was a moment when Castle was available, and I don't know. He might know better than I would. I don't think there was ever a real moment when Castle was available in that trade. And if he was, San Antonio, you would be telling me San Antonio's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be dumb to put Castle in that situation. So if you're telling me, everybody says they're the best front office in the country, if you're telling me that they are stupid or had a stupid moment where they're like, let's offer him Castle, then okay. But that, let's be clear, that would be unbelievably dumb considering the situation that the Kings were in with Fox and, you know, him only wanting to go to San Antonio and all this other stuff to include Castle. That would be so stupid on San Antonio's part. So that's why I don't believe he was ever really available.
Yeah, I don't think that he was either.
So here's securing a Bagley starting mess. So James is lying. I'm not saying James is lying. James could have heard whatever he heard.
Wait, what'd James say?
James said there was a moment where Castle was available for the Kings.
Hmm.
And James could have heard whatever he would have heard. I'm telling you, I don't think he was ever really available. That would be dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. I asked directly and was flat out told they're not offering, trading, or entertaining anything involving Stephon Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but James and I do not talk to the same people. That's why when we hear the same thing and we start talking to each other, it's like, oh, we got something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened with the De'Aaron stuff. I know nothing. Everything I was told from the moment I inquired was they are not trading Stephon Castle.
And once again, this ain't got nothing to do with James. This is me looking on the outside, looking in, looking at San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
If you were offering Stephon Castle in any deal with the Kings, when De'Aaron Fox has said, I only want to go to San Antonio, I'm sure he got it to the people that, hey, I want to be part of playing with this guy in Wemby, you would be foolish to offer him in a trade. Yeah. For the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
You'd be like, offer him and not offer Devin Vassell? Like, there are right. a bunch of guys that I would go down the list on that Spurs roster that I would offer before I got to Stephon Castle. And if they're inquiring about him, I'd be like, you can inquire all you want. He's not available to you guys or pretty much anybody else in the league. And that's where my thought comes from. It's not from information. I would just be saying San Antonio would be dumb to offer Stephon Castle in a Fox deal.
And since Leezy called, Leezy, this for you. You're a bum. And I've been busting your ass for years.
What?
You think so? I know so, brother. You're weak. That's Jimmy Butler talking to Dylan Brooks. Shout out, legends. Back at work. Back at work. Best account on the internet right there is legends. And y'all know I hate the internet. I love
that
legends.
That's a great account.
I love legends.
They are awesome. They are awesome. They, Jimmy saying that to Dylan was pretty funny. Jimmy is kind of.
I love Jimmy. Dylan's response. Just, I've been busting your ass for years. You think so? I know. All right.
And Dylan, and he goes, "You weak." Dylan goes, "Ha." Just
see that shows that Dylan Brooks is only kind of fake crazy. He knew, oh, no. I have encountered someone who is crazier than me. I'm going to tone it down.
Man,
in this moment.
See, people got it twisted in the NBA. How crazy are you, Jimmy? How crazy? I'm telling you, once again, I'm not talking to these people like I'm a super tough guy. I just read the scenario. You're not going to punch me in the playoffs. I'm going to say whatever I want.
Do that.
So in that case, I don't care how crazy Jimmy thinks he. How crazy are you, Jimmy? You a bleepity bleep. How crazy are you? You going to hit me? No, you not. So I'm going to say whatever I want to say because you ain't going to do nothing.
Jimmy's going to give you 30.
Yeah, no. I think that's more what it's about.
Yeah.
Right, so you give me 30 and don't pass the ball to Steph. Cool.
Well, that's worked.
Brother, we're down 3-1 now.
It worked together.
No, we're down 3-1.
It worked, except for the fact that they decided not to guard Pods and Buddy wanted to hit shots.
Man, you need to stop talking about Buddy Hield.
Buddy out here hooping in the playoffs, man. I gotta salute him, man. He hooping.
Okay, calm down.
No, he hooping, man.
A couple of good games.
He had two big time games.
Yeah, two good games.
Yeah, they needed it too. I gotta salute him for that.
That's 50% of the games that they played. It's still an F.
Buddy Hield's
the
kid.
We're grading on this Buddy Hield curve.
Yeah, Buddy Hield's the kid in coach pitch who's gotten two hits out of like 13.
What are we doing?
Like, it's fine. Yeah, you got a couple of hits, fine, but like, let's not make a big deal out of it.
Oh, real quick, can I tell you this story that I had?
Yeah.
This is a true story.
Prove it to me, pal.
So I go out during the break to get the pizza. Shout out Motorhead Pizza, man.
Yep.
Bomb as Fire. Always.
Crazy cookies.
Yeah.
Too.
So I go out there to go get the pizza. And Pamela Love, she goes, "Oh, KC, we got some cookies for you in there." I was like, "Oh, good looking. I'm about to get a slice or two." And she's like, "Okay, yeah. Help yourself. And she goes, "Are you just getting for you or are you getting it for Dame too?" I was like, "I don't think he wants any." She's like, "Ah, you're right. Let him know we have salad and Brussels sprouts out here."
Damn.
Man. It's that Morton's dinner all over again.
This is a true story.
Morton's dinner.
You're right, bro. I know you probably have flashbacks.
Verbatim.
D-Lo.
I didn't even know they have Brussels sprouts.
Is it good, D-Lo? Do you like your food? You like, that looks good, D-Lo. Wow, your Brussels sprouts look good. Wow. I'm just sitting there just like, please stop. Wow, that looks delicious.
That's cold game. She could have left it at salad, but when she said the Brussels sprouts, I said, all right, I got to tell my people about this.
That's crazy.
That's man.
So the pizza place has Brussels sprouts, huh?
I guess so.
Shout out Motorhead. That's pretty crazy.
They got everything
you
over
know,
there.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to make some Brussels sprouts.
And I'm going to actually get some myself. I love me some Brussels sprouts.
I bet they're fire, though. Yeah. Like, because Brussels sprouts are all about how you cook them. Mm. If you don't cook them right, they are not good.
Mm.
But if you get that little char on it.
Yeah. Wife does a good. You know where the wife makes them? Well, she does it. She fries them on the stove as well. But you know what she's done as of late?
Mm.
Put them things in the air fryer.
See? Now you know this. Jesse knows this. Chatty House does not know new air fryer has been secured.
Ooh, yeah.
The new air fryer has been secured. We'll make a video where we make.
You gonna make the steak?
We'll make the steak.
Oh, let's go.
But
I'm not gonna lie, like the worst thing that could happen is the steak ends up being good and we're all just air frying steaks forever.
Well, it's not impossible. I realized we need a new one because like this one's got like the glass doors on it. You could see inside of it.
Mm.
The other one had like the tub where you put whatever in it and you shut it. And I realized I really needed to push for this new air fryer one morning because I knew like, all right, we'll go ahead and get one. I was like, all right, I'm gonna clean this old one out, and my mom can have it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a good air fryer. It's just we wanna step the game up a little bit. I opened it, and I kid you not, there was an entire bag of like little chicken nuggets that had been air fried and forgot about. So because it's just a black door with it, like. She forgot she put the chicken nuggets in the air fryer.
In the new air fryer?
The old one.
Oh.
Hold on.
You said there was a bag of chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Not just chicken nuggets.
Yeah, that's...
No, it was like the entire bag had been emptied into the air fryer.
Okay.
No, not a bag.
What? Yeah, I was confused.
No, like, the entire bag had been emptied into the air fryer.
Okay, I tried to clear that up.
Air fried and left there for probably a minimum of 2 days.
That's not that bad.
Chicken nuggets maybe crawled back at you? Or
it might have. Mm. It's like, all right. Said, well, we're going to get this new air fryer with the clear door so you don't forget that you made food for the kids. And we'll clean this one out and give it to my mom. They actually used it for the first time last night. They made fried pickles. Oh, they came out spectacular. Okay. Absolutely spectacular. They did a great job with it. But they learned how to use it. We messed them up. I was like, all right. Gonna put a ribeye in there, see what happens.
Yeah, these big time air fryers are the truth, bro. They are the truth.
Now we're trying to get the soft serve. You remember what the soft serve was called?
Yeah, what was the name of that, Casey?
No, you gotta
say
the
name of it. You say it. You're asking everyone on Monday. Hey, Kevin, what's the name of that ice cream machine? Hey, Kevin, what's the name of it?
And the great part was, Kevin kept saying it. Like, what's the problem?
I'll hit you guys with that. You tell me. You tell me.
Kevin is funny.
Let's call Kevin right now.
Look,
come on the phone.
Soren knows what it is. Soren knows Ooh. What it is.
What? It's two words, though, right?
Ninja.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
called
man.
A ninja. Well. And Kevin just gleefully saying it over and over and over again. So great.
Our show's different, man. You can't just be saying anything, man.
Bro, the amount of pausable moments that happened every day on the wake-up call are incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine having an ice cream machine in your house?
That's rich.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking.
That's rich.
It's not. No, it's a.
No, it is. It is.
That's rich.
It is. Like, yesterday, I was like, damn, I wish I had some ice cream in the house. And Chris was like, yeah, that's just the way it goes, pal.
You better go to McDonald's.
Yeah, like not all of us can do that, dude.
Yo, you got a wedding coming up. Put it on the registry.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. I don't think we have that on there.
We'll get you a little ninja.
What? What kind?
The one that makes the soft serve.
Well, because, you know, they got the thing that, like, cuts up vegetables. That's called a ninja, too. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get that. You want to get what?
I'm going to get the ice cream machine. That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to put ice cream machine on the registry.
The name
of you say the name. Tell me. You say the name.
You say
tough guy.
Yeah,
come on, tough guy. Say the name.
Go ahead. Pick up your third personal foul of the game.
I don't want to sit out the rest of the half.
Yeah, man. Stuff going to come out in uniform like Jameis did.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of, man, I got some disrespectful texts out of nowhere last night, man. It was uncalled for.
Who?
Oh, Dave?
No. It was uncalled for, man. And the group, just, I'm minding my business, you know, going to the Reese's little baseball game and, you know, just got some uncalled for texts yesterday.
Read the text. What did it say?
What is it?
I'll read the text right now. Hold on. Let's see. Cat with a C.
Oh.
Scoring 17 on 5 of 14 in a potential closeout game, eye emoji.
What's disrespectful about
that's
that?
Disrespectful.
There's no
that's
need.
A stat
there's no,
line.
There's no need for that.
And
did I misspell cat, by the way?
No.
Oh,
no.
Did I put a C instead of a K? Wow.
Yes, you did. That's,
I'm sure he definitely that's didn't. Disrespectful. He didn't do that on purpose.
I'm not disrespectful. Even gonna doubt me, but I guess.
He was just excited to text. That's
and, then, and then, you know, after a couple of choice words, game 7 at the Garden, though. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji.
All What's right, wrong man. With that?
Right. I don't understand. I don't see anything right. disrespectful. I just saw someone who was pretty hyped about.
Game 7 at the Garden is going to be a movie.
Movie.
Pistons versus the Knicks. Mm-hmm. Movie status.
I mean, I'm not mad.
I'll point
but
out.
You're getting me to the point where I might be mad.
I called Gary Trent Jr. Bill Buckner after that, too.
Oh.
Damn.
That was tough.
That was a crazy, crazy.
That hurt. That hurt me, low-key. That hurt.
Did you guys hear this? Do you know how old Gary Trent Jr. is? Did you hear this?
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you hear this?
Earlier. No.
How old do you think he is?
Man, what? He was a trash 30?
Yeah, 30? You and everyone else.
You're not alone. He's 26.
He is not.
I thought the same thing.
Gary Trent Jr. is not 26.
He is.
I
How
thought
long has
the
he
same
been
thing.
In the league?
The insiders asked me the same question. I was like, yeah, probably about 30. Like, no. He's been in the league like 8 years.
Like, but he James or Kyle called him 32.
That man is not 26 years old.
The young man in this game.
That was a trip. That was a trip when I heard that.
I just assume you guys are lying with everything you say, so I look it up.
And he came, I think he was a freshman when he came out, so that's why the years don't match up with that.
He also don't look like a 26-year-old.
Nah, he looks a little more mature.
You were saying something about your blue and orange team, though?
That's good. Yeah, hold that thought. We'll talk about how much the
Knicks
are.
Oh, yeah, we got a break coming up.
Yeah, we'll talk about how bad the Knicks are.
Hey, yo, stop disrespecting.
I think it's so funny that you take it personally.
Well, no, I'm not taking it personally, but I'm going to start to.
KC defends his favorite basketball team. We're dealing with KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
What you get? What you got on the play? What you got? You go get something?
No, there actually was a...
Did they offer you a Brussels sprout, huh?
They offered you something.
No, I think Paul ate all the Brussels sprouts. there was actually a veggie pizza. But it was great. I had a piece of it. It had a bunch of vegetables and some sauce on it. But the problem was I opened the other boxes, which was the real pizza, and that's what I wanted to eat. Mm. It was like, that's pizza, right? This is salad on bread.
Well, don't sneeze.
Again, it was very good.
Yeah. You know what I kind of like been thinking about a little bit lately? I'm not, once again, I don't order it, but if it's there, I'll tap into it, and that's the pineapples on the pizza. If it's there, I'll eat it. Like I said, I'm not ordering it.
Yeah, like,
grow up.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not even, kids don't even like that. Kids like cheese only.
No, it's dumb.
Pineapple, like, wait, why?
I know,
like,
this is
point?
Such a stupid debate, but one, like, don't put fruit on my pizza, and don't cook my fruit.
I think that's the only fruit that goes on pizza.
So point stands. Don't cook my fruit.
That's pretty good. If it was bad, then nobody would do it no more.
Who's cooking fruit? Like, what are you throwing on the grill besides, like, I've seen pineapple, but, like, what else?
Pineapple
should be cut.
It's fire in any arena.
Nah, pineapple needs to be cut.
That's why they cook it.
Thrown
in, it's still fire.
The fridge for a bit. Take it out. It's perfect.
So hold on. Like the pineapple on the ham, that's not a good look.
I don't even do that. Yeah, we don't throw pineapple on our ham.
I'm not going to eat ham.
What?
What are we doing?
What do you mean? What are we doing? Ham is what?
What?
He's different. He doesn't eat ham and stuff.
Ham is fire. Ham is way better than turkey.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay.
And then you got a turkey take flavor, you want to live by?
When you need that flavor, you throw the pineapples in the ham, let it cook, all this other stuff. Fire.
You eat the turkey because you don't want to be rude to your grandmother who made it. Like, the turkey's never good.
Hold on.
All right. Like, the best turkey is not like, it's not like, it's fine. It's like average.
No, then you did it wrong. Like, just because y'all been doing it wrong all these years don't mean that
it's fine. I've had turkey that wasn't dry, but it's like, oh wow, this is amazing turkey. It's like, yes, turkey, whatever. Like, I'll take more ham, please.
Well, Jesse, I've had some really good turkey for the holidays. It's been, I was like, this is pretty good.
I made a fire turkey for my family a couple years ago.
Sure, it was great. Fine.
All right, your tone, bro.
I would have said, can I get some more ham, please?
Well, I didn't make no ham, because that's disgusting.
You gotta add that to the repertoire, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's mandatory.
You gotta add that, especially around Christmas time, too.
No, it isn't.
Come on, man. Once again, put the pineapples on there.
Katrina makes a great point. Be careful with your turkey comments. I ain't seen that turkey, and it's been over a week now, and I want to keep it that way. Hey, brine the turkey. Talk about it right there. Mm. Brine the turkey. That's the move right there. Just sit it in the refrigerator. Let it do its deal. Throw that thing on the smoker. You good.
I believe you guys. I'm going to get more into the cooking. I'm not really a cooker. I'm more of a, I eat the dinner.
I haven't tried this yet. Have you tried the deep fried turkey?
Nah, man, I've seen too many.
The videos are hilarious.
We've talked about that before. It was almost my house.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
It ended up being really good, though. It was bomb. Like, but Jasmine.
Was that Jazz? But you didn't do it. Jasmine did.
I slept.
You were sleeping.
Yeah, through the whole thing.
And Jazz nearly burned down the house, and you just woke up like, what's up, everybody? You slept through all of it.
I slept through all of it. And it was bomb. Like, it was hella good.
And my favorite.
It was better than regular.
My favorite bit, anytime we talk food, doesn't Jesse eat his eggs plain? Yeah, I do. Whatever.
Isn't it always Ian?
It's everyone. It's not just Ian. I think someone else threw it in there. David Jackson, turkey, eggs, no salt. I'll be the villain. I don't care.
Jesse doesn't eat his eggs plain.
Yeah.
He just doesn't put salt and pepper on them. He puts
some tomato on there and stuff like that. I have stuff with the eggs as well, like potatoes. Those are seasoned, blah, blah, blah. But I
mean, that is kind of psycho behavior, though.
See, no, you're throwing around those words.
Well, I'm saying
I'm not throwing pineapple on pizza.
I'm not putting it on there either, but if it's on there, I'm not going to shy away from. Like I said, olives, I'll pick those things off. Pineapple, oh yeah, no, stay on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, your take on olives lately has been really extreme.
Olives are whack.
That's not, yours is extreme because you like them.
No, I don't like them. I just think they serve a purpose.
Yeah, to be on the side of the plate.
Yeah, or to go in the trash.
Oh, man.
Apparently, they go in martinis.
The dirtiest martinis.
That, man. That's just straight olive juice they put in them things with gin.
Yeah. The drinks were good, though.
Yeah, where were we? The Fat Rabbit.
Yeah, Fat Rabbit.
What yeah, did I just see in the good. Chat out? Says, do Casey and Jesse not eat combination pizzas? I take the olives off.
No, I don't eat combination pizza.
See, we got to separate there. Combination's fire. I take the olives off, though.
Hell no. I take damn near everything off except for the pepperoni. Get all this crap off my pizza.
What's a combination pizza? Like, what's on that?
Basically
like,
a salad.
No, it's like bell peppers and stuff like that. There's mushrooms, pepperoni. Throw some,
onions. Oh, that's I don't want all
sausage,
that.
Sausage, pie.
That's basically what I just ate, just without the pepperoni and cheese.
Exactly. Like,
I don't want this.
No, it's not bad, though.
No, I want the real pizza that's right here. I want that.
It's not my number one choice.
Casey'd have to do the KSFM show by himself if I ate a piece. Hey, where's D-Lo? Don't ask. Dude ate his first piece of cheese in 15 years, and it's not going well.
Pepperoni and jalapenos become my go-to.
And here's John Poles. KC eats like a four-year-old. Because I don't want salad on my pizza. I'll eat a salad. I don't want salad on my pizza.
Well, no one's throwing lettuce on the pizza or croutons.
What the hell? No, he eats like a four-year-old because he doesn't eat combination pizza. Get the hell out of here. Well, nobody want no combination pizza.
Right, and Chad, these dudes are basic with their
my
food.
My bad.
We're not basic. We just have preferences.
Roddy. Sac State's going to beat Arizona's ass in basketball.
Yeah. When all else fails, take a shot at Arizona.
When Arizona's a one seed or whatever, and they get an early exit in the tournament like they always do because of Sac State this time.
Hey, Arizona might be the only one more popping than Sac State. Arizona, that recruiting class they got is crazy.
They are going crazy. Casey Tucker got a great point, though. No palate. He thinks the Cajun ribeye is fire. Yeah, that's a great point there.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm
you're
great,
bugging.
Great point.
I'm
from
bugging.
Tucker.
Team D-Lo, by the way, like Ruth's Chris, I'm out completely. Like, there's just no amount completely.
Everybody coming home, man.
I'll go.
Man.
He was right.
I feel like CM Punk leading the straight edge society. Come on, man. Come on. I got you.
I'll be forgetting. What is it? The Australian, what is it called? What I get? The Brazilian.
The tomahawk.
The Brazilian tomahawk, yeah. Come on, bro. Get you that. You'll be straight.
That steak's fine.
Yeah, it's a $200 steak. You don't screw that up. That's a good call right there. It's a $200 steak. Not all of us can go to restaurants and order $200 steaks. I ain't even gotten the tomahawk at Q yet.
That's probably fire, too.
I know. There ain't no doubt that's
fire. Only one of us on this show has gotten a $200 steak and a $300 bottle of wine.
That's one person and one person only.
What are you doing with him?
Man, you started all this by talking about your two Louis Vuitton bags and Karosh, get your filthy.
Karosh, you smell like trash. What are you doing?
Odyssey. Like, all you fat.
No, he turned into Luka Doncic. Like, oh, you were picking up trash. Don't look at me, heathen. I have
companies,
two Louis Vuitton bags.
Companies out there saving the world. And Kenny's like, ew.
Yeah, Kenny's like, gross.
Yeah, ew.
What did my boy Rick Rude used to
picking
say?
Picking up trash.
To all the fat, sweaty
Odyssey sweat hogs. Keep the noise down while I take my Louis bags into the studio and do my two shows.
Oh, Katrina's, she's spot on. It has been a while. I got to get back to SR Prime.
Oh, man, that's the truth.
I got to get back there ASAP.
That is the truth. We just started talking about the next event at Sky River. I don't know what it's going to be or if we're actually going to do it. I gave him an idea.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe we try something that's not at 12 o'clock. Let's see if they
Let's
go for
that.
It.
Let's try that. Well,
RP says, real steak enthusiasts eat steak with just salt and pepper. Well, isn't actually not the worst take. You grill that thing right.
Yeah, that's
no point.
That's fine.
But also, if it's a $200 steak,
You know what? I'm also just not a steak enthusiast as well, so I'll get it the other way too then.
What do you order when you go to like a nice restaurant? What kind of steak do you get? Are you a filet or a prime rib? Or you're a filet?
Yeah.
Prime rib guy. I mean, but I'll mix it up.
I mean, I said prime rib. I meant ribeye.
I mean,
ribeye. Yeah.
I'll mix it up, though. I'll get a filet. I ain't got no problem, you know. A little filet mignon. There's ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's the one that's both?
I don't know.
Is it called a porterhouse? Is that what it is?
A porterhouse. That's I didn't know filet. That was both, but yeah. I'm familiar with a porterhouse.
Okay.
You asked me, what's the steak you usually get at a nice restaurant? Whatever I got last time, I guess the first time.
Actually, now that I think about it, I probably do lean more towards the filet mignon, like if I see that on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, you know, I like a New York ribeye, you know. I don't have a preference. Just make it good. I mean, but like I said, when I go to Morton's, it is the Cajun ribeye. And when I go to Rue Chris, I got to get the Brazilian tomahawk now. So
what do you do when you go to a good steakhouse?
Whatever they say shot. Is good.
It was.
It is a shot. I mean, they're both good. Like I
I'm
said,
take,
the
I'm
Brazilian
take Jesse,
tomahawk
I'm take
is bomb. How are you going to tell me it's not bomb?
I'm going to take Jesse and Crystal to Q just for Jesse Q, having my back Q, this whole show.
Q, nice. That's why I do it.
You fired too. You fired too. Like I said, that Cajun ribeye, I swear by that. To be honest, so to your point, I'm not saying it's trash or nothing, but to your point, I remember I got maybe, I don't know, just some random steak and when I was at Morton's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, it wasn't great. And Jazz got in the Cajun ribeye. And I said, what you got? She's like, here, you want to try it? And that was bomb. Mm-hmm. So to your point, when I had just something else.
Trash.
I was like,
Is Ruth's Chris the top five steakhouse for you?
Hey, come on. Just say it.
Well, no, because they have the Cajun ribeye, so it can't be trash.
Say it's a bad steakhouse.
Can
no,
it be good
it's
if it's
only
one thing?
How good can
it be if
that?
It's only one thing, though? You can only get one thing. Like, how good can that be?
You might be able to get other things. I'm just telling you, that was bomb. That was fire, so it can't be trash if that's fire. And it's not trash. The vegetables are good. The Brussels sprouts are really good over there, too.
Yeah, when they hit them up.
I can't eat Brussels sprouts out in public anymore because of the... I've been scarred by Kenny's contract signing.
Got the paparazzi on him.
Hey, I think I did. No, Frank, if I'm not mistaken, I think I seen Frank at Q.
Okay.
Just let me know, Frank. Frank Martin in the chat. I think it was at Q, and he got the Cajun ribeye at Q. I think that's what he's talking about. Yeah. Shout out to Frank.
Madrid 5-5 says, Where'd he go? Where's Q? There he is. Oh, boy. Rich folks from Rockland look down on Ruth's Chris. Yep, because Ruth's Chris is trash.